This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another podcast of Catching Up. You can also tune in live Tuesday nights between 9 and 10 on Joy 94.9.
And now on Joy 94.9, it's time for Catching Up with your hosts, Dolly Adamson, Brett Scriber, and Jamie Lewis.
Good evening and welcome to Tuesday night's session of hilarity, stupidity, and just a little bit of a muck about, isn't it, Dolly?
It's a little bit silly, isn't it, darling? A little bit, a little bit, how's your father? Isn't it gorgeous?
It is a little bit. Now, what are we catching up with tonight?
Well, darling, I've got no... Oh!
It's our countdown show! I've been excited about this for like a week.
You have been so excitable, darling. I love that excitement from you, sweetie. We're missing a person though, aren't we?
Jamie is in Indonesia or Bali.
Yes.
I think he's with Ketut.
Oh, who's Ketut, darling?
Yeah, he's the one who looks like a sunrise. You don't know the ad?
That Ketut.
Yes, that Ketut,
darling.
Well, you
know, he's got a few Ketuts, hasn't he, darling?
His Ketut was much younger, was much smaller when I first met him. He's got a big Ketut now. Hey, look, I just want to say a big thank you to the Spirit Lounge for their last show.
Thank you, Spirit.
But look.
Yes, darling. Back to countdown.
Chook us to the boys. Mm, but
good on them.
Countdown. What an amazing Australian show.
It was a while ago though, sweetheart. Now we've probably got some listeners, darling. So how long ago was it? Probably before they were born.
It was from 1974, quietly. The year I was born, Dolster.
Oh, dearie me.
And it finished
good year that was.
It did finish in 87, but then it came back for two seasons in 89 and 90 for Countdown Revolution. Which is a little bit different, but we'll talk about that a little bit earlier on. But tonight, guys, we want to hear from you. What did you love about Countdown? Was it the acts? Was it
Molly Meldrum?
Molly.
The hat?
Oh,
did he have the hat then in Countdown? Or was that only a recent kind of Hey Hey It's Saturday edition?
No. That came on during the Countdown years. Absolutely.
But
it came in the 80s.
Was in the air because he initially didn't have a hat, didn't he?
No, he had lots
good
of
looking.
Hair.
Younger, wasn't he?
And this show
you think? A man.
He was very 70s.
When you
look at his look, he was very much of the decade.
Right.
I think we should dedicate this show to Dear Molly.
To Molly, yes. And good that he's pulled through, with his little illness, falling off the ladder.
He's an Australian icon. We can't lose him. My goodness. But you know what? So, look.
So, what are the viewers going to do? They're going to tell us what they love
about
Countdown.
What did you love
Countdown.
About? Absolutely. So, what did you love about Countdown? Email us onair@joy.org.au. SMS us 0427 Joy 949. Or give us a call. Jerry's back. From Spa Espanol.
Espanola.
So you can speak to the fabulous Jerry on 1300 Joy 949. But you know my favourite part of Countdown? Had to be the top 10.
Really?
And I have found... This is from 30 years ago. From 12 to
10. They counted down the hits, didn't they, Doug?
Now this was Frida with... From ABBA.
I know what's something going on. From ABBA.
Yep.
This is when she went Toot Soul, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
It wasn't a bad little tune, was it?
Yazoo's Don't Go does go from 10 to 9.
Featuring the fabulous Alison Moyet.
Great song too, wasn't it?
The girl with the same initials as Molly Meldrum has gone from 9 to 8.
Melissa Manchester.
Oh, I love a little bit of MM.
And we're going to be playing these songs throughout our show tonight, aren't we?
Chicago remained at number 7 this week.
I wasn't really a Chicago fan, I've got to say.
Yeah, not this song, but I love Saturday in the Park.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I loved it.
Maybe you just like Saturdays in the Park.
I do.
After an eternity at number 2, Cheap Trick
have to take a dive
to 6 spots.
Well, it went back to number 6 in 1982.
Of course, darling. So this is exactly 30 years ago.
30 years ago, this top 10.
These were top 10 in the Countdown.
Absolutely.
Right. Joe Jackson's new single steps out soon, while Real Men steps down 2 places.
Nice little ballad.
Now this is the first song that I heard someone saying gay.
Was he saying gay? in it.
Yeah, yeah. He makes reference to the gay community.
Does he?
And it's a positive. It's a positive reference as well.
Trio have crept back up two da-das to number four.
Da-da-da. Dearie me. Number two, was it?
No, that was number four, I think.
Good, I'm keeping track.
Oh, yeah.
From 4 to 3 with Shy Boy.
That was Bananarama.
We're playing that a little bit later on our show too, aren't we, darling? We're playing all these hits in our show tonight.
Now, number two, Dolly, what do you reckon?
No idea. Oh, come on, Eileen. Shocking.
Maggie, this is for you.
Oh, this one's going out to Maggie in Perth.
Maggie's real name is Eileen.
Yes, come on, Eileen.
Come on, Eileen. And number one? What's number one?
What's number one?
And the big question, how long can I have the tiger survive at number one? It's been there for 6 weeks now.
Well, we're not going to be playing that tonight, are we?
We are not going to be playing Eye of the Tiger. That has been played to death.
No, that can get lost.
I've sung it a few times at karaoke, though.
Have you done it?
I brought the hats
down. Done some push-ups, too?
When I say karaoke, I mean Andrew and I in our living room.
Just as well. It's nowhere else.
Hey, I do want to hear that song again.
You do, don't you?
A little bit of Don't Go. It was number 9 in the Australian charts 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it featured Alison Moyet from Yazoo.
Catching up on Joy 94.9 with Brett and Dolly. And no, Jamie, he's in Bali, and good on him.
Isn't it?
Good on him.
He deserves it.
A-hole.
Jamie, if you're listening, darling, that was Dolly. That wasn't me.
Feel the love. Feel the love.
So, look, it's the countdown show, but Dolly, tell me, what have you been up to this week, my love?
What I haven't been doing, I didn't play tennis.
I'm glad.
I didn't put on a pair of bikinis and sit in the sun, and okay. I should have today.
You should have today.
And perhaps you should have too.
I should have. I look very fetching in a pair of bikinis.
Perhaps so, but it was the day for it.
It was beautiful.
I didn't book a holiday to Bali because Jamie's there, and I thought, you know, two of us can't be there.
We don't want to put the big cats in the one cage.
I didn't take my jumper off even though I was hot, but I did get out of bed, and I did come here. To catching up, and I did, I did pull a snail out of my kitchen that was on the floor.
Ooh.
Because Asha, my little girl, likes to collect snails.
Yes.
She had a whole box full the night before.
Mm.
We had the glad wrap, the cling wrap over.
Yes.
Wasn't enough. In the morning, no snails left in the box.
Oh.
Snails had gone overnight.
Do you think they've transcended the box?
They got out of the box, out off the kitchen table,
yeah.
Under the couch, under the fridge.
Oh, does this mean you're going to be finding snails
for weeks?
I think
so. I think it's going to be a while because there was literally hundreds in the box.
You know what? A little bit of
That's
salt.
That's not good, is it?
A little bit of salt, Dolly.
That'll get rid of them?
They will die.
And a good old heel in the head too, I guess.
I can't stand snails.
But don't I like snails?
I used to like Gus from Grumpy Gus from Place.
Who's Gus?
He was on Mr. Squiggle.
Was he, darling?
Yes, he was the snail with
Did Maggie do anything else with you but put you in front of the box?
I think when she needed some time out. Mum doesn't drink, so there was never a need for wine time.
You do know
time.
A lot of the box, don't you, darling?
I do know a lot of the box. I did watch a lot of TV. Awful lot of TV
awful
as a
lot
kid.
Of awful lot. Awful do you think lot. It was too much, sweetheart?
Maybe. Hasn't affected me much.
Maybe.
No.
Well, at least you know your little Wikipedia telly facts, don't you, gorgeous?
That's true.
What
That's
have
true.
You been up to, darling?
I have been finalising my outfit for the Halloween party.
Oh, your big Halloween spectacular.
Yes. Well, it's not. We're not hosting it. Friends of ours are hosting
yes.
it.
Yes.
And I had to, because you go to the fancy dress shop, and there's a fabulous fancy dress shop that used to be around the corner now in St Kilda now.
Yes.
And they've got great costumes, but it's never quite what's in my head.
Isn't it, darling?
So you always need to buy accessories. So I was making fake jewellery.
You're going as what a, something that's popped out of a bottle or something, aren't
it? It is something that's popped out of a lamp as a villain, because it's a villain party. Last year it was Dead Divas.
Dead Divas last year.
And this year it's villains. And we're very excited because there's a big crew of us going.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes.
So I'll be feeling poorly on Sunday morning probably.
Well, as long as you're fine for Tuesday night.
Oh, I'm always fine for Tuesday night, Dolly.
You are, darling. As fresh as a button, you sweetheart.
Try my hardest. Hey, look, we still want to hear from you. What did you love about Countdown? SMS us on...
If you can remember back that far.
0427JOY949, please. Email us on air at joy.org.au or give us a call. Jerry is waiting to take your call. 1300JOY949.
Joy 94.9. Oh, hi. You're listening to Dolly Adamson on Joy 94.9 with the Catching Up crew. Why would I say just Dolly for? I'll get rid of that one.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Catching Up on Joy 94.9 with Brett and Dolly. How are you going, Brett? We're doing Countdown tonight, aren't we?
Countdown. What are we doing?
We are doing Countdown. I'm not that quick. I'm clicking, but nothing.
Oh, here we go. Countdown.
That's what we're doing.
Oh, my favourite Countdown. So it started in 1974.
Nice.
It was very. It was probably so groundbreaking because there's been no other music show quite like it before, and none really after. I mean, look, you did have shows leading up to the 70s. You had our version of Bandstand. Channel 10 had a show. But nothing was going to play live music. And I think it's because Molly, he was a journo. He was always interested in music. He was also a music producer.
Right.
He actually produced The Real Thing.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. He was involved with The Real Thing. Johnny Young wrote it.
Yep.
And it was sung by Russell Morris. And they produced it in the late 60s.
Right.
Molly had this, it was an article he used to write called The Go Set in the 60s. And then when he moved to London, he was their London correspondent.
Oh, okay.
And I think he must have picked up on seeing Top of the Pops and the British influence of music at that time. Mm-hmm. And when he came back to Australia, he got together with... executive producer Michael Shrimpton and producer-director Robbie Weeks, and they created Countdown. And the first couple of shows have actually been lost.
Oh, what?
Because of the ABC was cleaning out its archives and didn't have enough money to buy some more tape, because tape used to be very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So the original couple of shows are actually being lost, and they're the black and white shows. The first...
Yes, now it wasn't black and white, doesn't it, Donna? Because TV used to come in black and white.
Absolutely.
Little kids don't know that. It wasn't always in colour.
Did you have... We used to have a colour TV in the living room.
Yes.
And a black and white in the family room.
Oh, I only had black and white. I only had one TV. I wasn't that fancy. Where did you live in Perth, hey?
Oh, well, no, we weren't fancy.
You just spread the budget, did you, darling?
I think what my parents like...
Priorities.
They like to recycle their... so we always got around. But black in 1975, it was the first colour TV show. Yeah. Now, Countdown didn't actually have a regular compere. And they always had changing compares for every show.
Guest compares.
And the
very
first, guess who was on the very first colour TV show in 1975?
You're the Voice. Try and understand it.
You're spot on. It was the fabulous John Farnham.
Yes.
Back then he was known as Johnny Farnham.
Johnny Farnham.
And he introduced a very well-known Australian act. Have a guess.
No. JPY.
Not the ooh-ah bird. No. It's Skyhooks with Horror Movie.
Oh, Horror Movie. We're
not playing Skyhooks, even though, I mean, I would just like to tell everyone the drama when I asked for Living in the 70s by Skyhooks.
No.
My goodness. But look, it's become the wonderful thing about Countdown. It is so, it has set the stage for live Australian acts.
Mm.
And you can't say there's, has not been another music show on television which have come close. I mean, you think about the other shows, they're not, I mean, like, there was MTV.
Totally addicted to it, though, weren't we, sweetheart?
Oh, my
totally
gosh.
Addicted. Used to run in there on a Sunday afternoon, 5 o'clock, sit down about 3 centimetres away from the screen.
Yeah.
Just everyone had to shut up. That's it.
What was your first memory of Countdown?
I can't remember.
You can't remember? I remember seeing ABBA on there. When they came out to Australia,
yes.
I was very
yes.
young. But I think I might have, that
there was
might be
always
a false
lots
memory.
Of ABBA.
I might have seen that on Rage one night.
No, there was always lots of ABBA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of ABBA.
Because they were my favourite band, I'm afraid to say, when I was a youngster.
Madonna got her first gig. It was Molly. Molly was the one who used to promote Madonna, especially with Holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And what was his little catchlines, wasn't he? Was his little catchlines?
Oh. Tell us.
Hi, darling.
I don't know.
Oh,
I didn't
do yourself
that
a favour.
Oh, do yourself a favour.
And I've got to ask you.
Yes.
You always said in an interview.
Yeah,
I've got to ask you and do yourself a favour.
Absolutely.
Mm.
My goodness. Some of the other international artists that made it big, Blondie, Meatloaf, Boss Skaggs, Elvis Costello, Joe Jackson, which we've just heard before, The Cure, as well as the Ramones and the Cars. What I liked about Countdown is it wasn't just about pop. Eventually it just became popular music, but it was all different types of music played, international as well as Australian. I mean, there was so much Australian influence on that show, and maybe that was part of its success as well as...
But the kids loved it, darling. Why did the kids love it? That was a little bit odd because... Live music.
Yeah.
We were that starved at the age of 10, were we, sweetie?
We were.
I mean, really, it was quite... And you look at the audience crowd, if you YouTube the audience crowd, the Countdown, they're all like in daycare.
They
like three-year-olds.
Well, they used to... A girl I used to work with, she told me that she got loaded up one afternoon.
What does that mean, darling?
Loaded up in a... No, that she didn't get loaded. They all got... Her school all went on the bus.
On the bus, yes.
Down to Ripon Lee, the ABC studios at Ripon Lee, and got to be the studio audience for Countdown in the early 80s. Now, you are playing a number one hit tonight from Countdown.
Yes. Number one in the Oz charts in 1977. Melissa Manchester.
No, that was number 8 in the charts. You should hear what she talks about you from 1982, Joy 94.9.
She talks about you behind your back.
You're catching up with Brett and Dolly on Joy 94.9. It's Countdown.
Yes, now that was what number was that, darling, on the Oz charts now, 30 years ago?
That was number 8.
Right.
Number 8.
30 years ago.
30 years ago to
number
this
8.
Day. Mm-hmm. So we want to hear from you. What did you love about Countdown? Email us on air at joy.org.au. SMS us 0427 Joy 949.
Keep on going.
Or give us a call. Oh, I love that little Countdown. Or give us a call on 1300-JOY-949. Now, we've got two shout-outs. The first shout-out is from our missing co-host because he's in Bali and he just sent us a little message.
Yes.
Dinner at a friend's amazing villa in Bali. Hi from James as well, which is Jamie's partner. And our host, Lou, Graham and Tarquin. God, Jamie, you couldn't have chosen a gayer villa to go to.
Lou and Graham.
P.S. I've had a massage every day for you both. And yes, I'll be bringing presents back.
Ooh, well, he'll be most welcome, won't he?
I wonder if it's Katoot. And we've got the fabulous Mark of South Yarra, who also sent in a message.
Yes.
Now, he wants to know, have we mentioned Prince Charles? Our future king was on Countdown. Mark, that is a brilliant question, because Dolly has a little story about that later on in the show. Now, coming up as well, we have got the fabulous band Number Station in the spirit of Countdown, which always had a bit of a live interview with an Australian band. We've got that after 9:30 this evening. But we've got another little song to play, haven't we? This was number one in the Oz charts in 1977. You're moving out today, Carol Bayer-Sayer.
And you're on Joy 94.9.
I stayed out late one night and you moved in. I didn't mind 'cause of the state you were in. May I remind you that it's been a year since then. Today the landlady, she said to me,
what did she say?
You're just made a pass at me.
Slap him in the face.
Perhaps you might enjoy a cottage by the sea. So pack your toys away, your pretty boys away, your 45s away, your alibis away, your Spanish flies away, your one more tries away, your old tie dies away. You're moving now today.
You're on Catching Up on Joy 94.9 with Brett and Dolly, but there's been a few people that have just come into the studio. What's going on?
Well, in the spirit of Countdown, we've got a lot. We've got a band in with us tonight, Number Station.
Are they going to lip sync, darling, like Countdown?
I don't think these guys lip sync, Dolly.
Iggy Pop and put their little latex pants on.
No, we've got the fabulous Chris Andrews and David Amphlett from the band Number Station. Hi, guys. Welcome to Joy.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
So tell us, you've got a new single coming out.
We do. It's actually out.
Yes.
It is actually already out.
Fantastic.
You can purchase it at the moment.
Tell us a little bit about your music. What is the style? How did you form a band? I've got so many questions to ask.
Well, I guess we'll start with style.
Yes.
It's always, I think, the question that most musicians hate the most.
We don't want to be pigeonholed.
No, there are a number of questions that people like us tend to hate, but only because it's so hard to describe your own music, I guess. But I think in terms of a vague genre, we'd probably say indie pop, probably pop slash rock.
Fantastic.
Iggy Pop, did you say?
Not quite Iggy.
I caught on that, aren't I, about 30 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Indie pop, darling. Indie pop. What's that mean, darling?
Well,
you got no idea, do you?
Well, I like your... My favourite song
I'm not sure
is...
I do.
Are you in the band, darling? Or you just look good.
I look good, and I play the drums.
See, the drummer's always the cool one in the band.
He is the cool one, isn't he?
Not putting against the lead singer, Chris. Sorry, mate. But he's like... They're the two coolest people in the band, though, aren't they?
I like how you change that to be two coolest
people. Yeah.
It's very PC, isn't it?
very, very PC.
Well, the guitarists always have to concentrate so hard on what they're doing.
They do.
Mm. Whereas as a singer, you got a little bit of, the catwalk action as well, haven't you?
I have to concentrate on the tambourine, Brett.
Of course.
The triangle.
Do you play the triangle too?
I haven't mastered that one yet. That's very indie pop.
Well, all those years at the Salvation Army.
What I've heard.
With the tambourine.
Finally pay off.
Oh, absolutely. So, look, you launched it in Sydney on the weekend.
We did.
What's it called, darling? Has it got a name, this single?
It does. It's called End of the World.
Oh, wow. Already?
Already.
Goodness me.
Well, it's 2012.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, the minds were right.
If there was any year, this is the one.
Why is it called that, darling? Why? What's going on in your life? Who wrote it?
Well, I wrote the lyrics.
Oh, I was a bit depressed, were you?
Well, it was a little bit.
Oh, goodness me. Should we go into that?
No. We do like to be cathartic, don't we?
But no, let's keep it upbeat, shall we?
What was the question?
End of the road.
What was the inspiration for the song? I'll be the serious one for a bit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so about 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago,
we
were all lined up to record our first EP was a culmination of probably a few years' work.
Yep.
And we had we lined up this really amazing hotshot Australian producer who was really prominent at the time and had worked with a couple of major bands, being like Triple J chart-topping Golden Touch type producer.
And I've told Dolly that a few years ago they'd won the Triple J Unearthed.
That's right.
Which was a fantastic achievement for someone who'd only been around, your band had only been around for a very short period of time at that stage.
Yeah, it only probably been around for about a year.
Yeah.
So we only had six songs, I think, when we won that, so it took us by surprise, to say the least.
Yeah.
But we finally got everything together and we'd lined up this amazing producer, and then we were about 2 weeks away from when we were going to start recording.
Yeah.
And he pulled out.
Oh, boy.
As they do, they're not really reliable, those musos, are they?
Circumstances beyond his control.
Yes, of course.
But I really thought that it just wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, and we'd literally spent probably about 3 years working up to that point, writing the material, finding the band members, rehearsing them, you know, going through and actually negotiating with all of the different people that we hired for the record, their managers and agents and whatever else.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to afford it all as a DIY band.
Yeah, yeah.
And to at the last moment have that massive hurdle. And we didn't really think there was anyone else that we could work with who was available. And I just thought the record wasn't going to get made.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I really felt like it was the end of that dream.
Yeah.
And I was devastated, absolutely devastated. And a little voice in the back of my mind was trying to kind of put things in perspective and, you know, be that voice of reason and say, it's not the end of the world, you know, you're still alive, it doesn't matter, you know, don't worry about it. But I think it was when I was in that moment and I was realizing that wasn't really consoling me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I realized how important sometimes those kinds of aspirations can be.
Yeah.
And how you just have to try and hold on to them as much as you can. And so that's really what it's about, you know, from my perspective.
Now, launched, as I said before, it launched in Sydney on the weekend. How did it go?
It was great. It was a full house. We got to play. We have this favourite venue in Sydney called the Beresford.
Yes. I might have been there in my time, Chris.
I have a feeling you might have, Brett. But the band room upstairs, I don't know if you've seen band
room. No, I haven't been to the band room.
It's fantastic.
I was normally downstairs, but that's another story for another time.
I bet.
It was a good night. We played to a great crowd. It was capacity because they were turning people away.
Oh, fantastic.
Maybe not all of them there to see us, but, you know.
There might have been Spring Racing Carnival on at the same time.
We've never played to so many girls wearing fascinators.
Not our usual crowd.
The Chardonnay crowd.
The Chardonnay crowd, fascinated doesn't make you fascinating.
Doesn't make you fascinating, no.
It's,
definitely not.
Our loyal following was there and I think the new single went down really well.
Mm.
Everyone was up dancing.
It was a great night.
It's always
a great night there. It's a fantastic place. So
it's
a joy. And that's actually been our fourth trip up to Sydney this year.
Fantastic.
So we love it up there.
How are you finding your fan base? Is it more so in Sydney or in Melbourne, or a bit of mixed?
I think it's a bit of a mix, I reckon, probably.
Yeah.
We've always found that our shows go down pretty well in the sort of more northern states.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Audiences seem to be different, I think, in Sydney.
Yeah.
Melbourne audiences can be a little standoffish at times, but Sydney audiences are generally pretty up for it.
They get in behind the band?
Yeah, and, I reckon.
I think so, and I think when they know that you've travelled all that way from Melbourne to
that's true.
Play a show, you know.
All that way.
All that way.
57 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard.
It's a struggle.
It is the countdown show tonight, and obviously our listeners tonight, we are going to be playing the new single at the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
But look, I know Chris is only a few years younger, but I know that David's probably a good few years younger than myself. Guys, tell us about Countdown. What do you remember from the show?
Well, we were talking about it before, and I can't say that I was old enough to really have watched it much when I was a kid.
Yep.
But I definitely remember, obviously, if you watch Rage, they often show clips from Rage. So I definitely have some pretty, there are certain parts that stand out in my memory. And you mentioned Iggy Pop before. I mean, that interview that he did with Molly.
Do you think
off his
was
head.
Iggy off have, his head.
Off
it
his
was sensational.
I love the fact that during the song, which was clearly mimed, lip sync, sorry.
Well, because he shoved the microphone down his pants, didn't he? So unless there was something coming from his pants, I'm pretty sure it was mimed. Yeah, he was off his head, wasn't he?
He was really off his head, yeah. And I love Molly trying to keep him on track and get him to focus on questions.
But he was
no
bored.
Hope. No hope.
He was chairman of the board.
He was chairman of the board.
I'm so bored.
The lengthy monologue.
The one thing Countdown did, it really promoted Australian artists more than any other show. And I think nowadays, I mean, how hard it is. I mean, you guys can tell us straight away how hard it is to get your name and your music out there.
Yeah. I actually think even though it's probably, people would say, easier today than it probably has ever been, thanks to Triple J Unearthed, that whole Unearthed digital radio station, you know, they're regularly taking songs that have been uploaded to the website and playing them on normal Triple J radio. You know, it's, and because of the whole economy of recording now, anyone can record something in their bedroom and put it out. But I think for that reason, it actually can make it harder.
Yeah.
When we won Unearthed, there were 9,000 bands that had entered. And that was 2007.
Oh,
so it must
gosh.
Have doubled or tripled by now. So everyone being able to do it just means there's so much more stuff now that you have to compete with. So it is hard. But having said that, we've just, you know, recorded and produced this new record by ourselves. So, you know, we're pretty happy with that. And that's been mostly in our bedroom, so I can't really complain about it.
Now, I can say one of my favourite songs is Hold On.
Oh, cool.
And what we didn't know when we were first watching the film clip was The Hobo was you. Because we were like,
it was.
Who the hell is that? And then it's like, oh my God, it's Chris.
That was Chris after, what was it, 4 or 5 hours of makeup before each day of film.
I think there was about 4 hours before each shoot. Yeah, and then it probably took about the same to get it all off.
Each strand of hair.
It was beautiful.
It was even more like a hobo in reality, because it was probably, what, mid-30s, I think, most of the days that we were filming.
Oh, nice.
And I had probably 3 or 4 layers of clothing and, you know, fake, you know, beer paunches and stuff on. And some of the clothes I was wearing were actually probably from a hobo. So it really, it wasn't pleasant.
But it's so funny because the hobo is nothing like, you're always neat and well dressed, and that's the irony.
Well, you got
irony.
A glimpse into what could happen
that,
if
well,
things don't go well with the
thank
band.
Thank God you married Sally.
Exactly.
She's
exactly.
a lovely girl. I went to their wedding last year. Fabulous.
Oh, you went to the wedding.
Yeah, it was very fabulous
wedding.
It's pretty good. Want to say a big thank you for Number Station to coming in tonight. Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks
very much for having us.
And we've got the single launch, End of the World. We'll check it out at the end of the show.
Yes.
We've actually got another song to play. It was one of my favourites.
I don't think we've got time.
Have we not got time?
Because you three have been banging on. Well, you didn't get a word in, did you, darling?
No, that's fairly typical for drummers.
He's a drummer, so he
looks
pretty, keeps the beat, but says nothing.
It's the way we like it. It's for the best.
Hey, all right, never mind.
All right.
Well, that's it for them then, darling. They can piss off now.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
You happy with that?
All right.
And in the tradition of Countdown, we will play this song,
won't
we, at the end of the
show? At the end of the show.
You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
The Catching Up Kids, Brett, Dole and Jamie are having a giggle Tuesday nights on Joy 94.9.
Melbourne's most lovable station is now giving you more reasons to listen. Joy 94.9.
Oh, hello, darling. Welcome back.
You're catching up with Dolly and Brett on Joy 94.9. Poor Dolly.
All over the place, wasn't I, sweetheart?
She was doing the messages. She had to do the live read because
me
I was...
And then there were two strangers in here. I felt a bit uncomfortable with that. They were nice boys,
Thank you, darling, for Chris and David for joining us this evening.
Yes.
Hey, now, Doll, we've got... Oh, time is obviously never on our side, but you've got a great clip of... In the spirit of Countdown, which is all about tonight's show, we've got a clip with Dame Edna and Molly.
Yes, Molly's interviewing Dame Edna. And this was a week after he interviewed Prince Charles. And I think one of our listeners, Mark, was it, talked about Prince Charles.
Oh, yes.
And he really stuffed up with Prince Charles and he couldn't get his words right. And he swore a couple of times with Prince Charles.
He was very nervous.
Wasn't very professional, sweetheart.
Future King of England.
I know, darling. We didn't have to swear, darling.
Right.
It's something I would have done anyway. A week later, he had a little chat to Dame.
Who's bagging on now?
To Dame Edna Everidge. So, and Molly did a lot of interviews, and this is one of them, of course.
It's our own Dame from Australia, Dame Edna Everidge.
How are you? Sit
Hello,
down, Edna.
Oh, what a beautiful reception. Thank you very much indeed, young people.
Now, Edna,
I won't even say, how's your mum, all right? Now, what I want to know is, you've been whizzing around the world doing all of these diplomatic things.
I have been so busy.
Now, on this very special Mother Day's show, I believe that Dame Edna Everidge has been hiding herself at one part of her world tour in Holland, putting down an album.
Your spies are correct, Ian. And I've got a very special surprise. I know you've had a sneak preview, haven't you, of my new hit single. But, darlings, did you know that I am a recording artist? I'm a pop artist. I really am. And I've dedicated a little song to someone who's a great fan of mine. You know, little Elton John hasn't been in the news much. Anyone heard of Elton?
I have also heard the album. And apart from the song which we're about to preview,
yes.
And we must ask you back on the show once this album's released.
Oh, it's coming out soon. You can order it.
I believe you've done a punk rock number as well.
I have, darlings. I've dabbled in a little bit of punk. I have. Because, you know, my babies were little punk things. They were when they were born. They all had little safety pins tucked in their nappies. They did.
Anyway, back to the song about Elton. Now, I believe you're a very good friend of Elton's.
He's a very good friend of mine, and I'm a good friend of his. He's a fan of mine.
Yes? Oh, yes, he is,
and
too.
And he's a fan of yours, Ian. He does. He's told me some gorgeous things about you.
Well, let's not talk about them.
I think you both have had a graft from the same place. You know, it's funny. Elton John has been trying to put on some superfluous hair, and I've been trying to take it off. Oh, I love the young feel of this show. And I love being on the ABC. It takes me back to Sunday school concerts. It's got a lovely amateurish feel about it, which I think is nice. I like it.
Joy 94.9.
There you go.
Goodness, that was hilarious.
We've got a wonderfully amateurish feel too, haven't we?
Look, do you know what? We get through it. That's the main thing.
Molly and Dame, though.
Oh, well, I mean, Molly, he's always... I think after that awful interview that he did with Prince Charles,
yes.
He needed someone in. And thank God, Edna interviews brilliantly because she just takes over, doesn't she?
Well, she had to take over.
Well, she
was
to.
A little bit nervous, though, because she's in front of the daycare kids, you know.
Yeah.
And she's cracking her jokes and they're not... And they're saying, yelling things... The audience were awful. They're yelling things like, you're a spunk! Did you hear that? You're a spunk! Stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah, from 10-year-olds. So it was a little bit unnerving.
You're a spunk.
For
Damien.
Yeah, you're a spunk, Damien. Nah.
Oh, my God.
She wasn't really a spunk, was she?
No. Not really.
She put out a few songs too, didn't she, Dame Edna? We're not going to be playing any of those.
No,
tonight,
we're not going to be playing any of those ever. Hey, but you know what? One song we didn't get to play before, and we're going to be playing it now. Now, sometimes Countdown did a little bit of a crossover, and the crossover it did in 1984 was with this fantastic series called Sweet and Sour. And Sweet and Sour, the band was called The Takeaways. It actually featured the vocals of Miss Deborah Conway, and here's a little of it now. It was number 13 in 84, Joy 94.9.
I know the times are tough, and dreams can cost me dearly. Well, my dreams have been turned and tossed, but now they unfold clearly. Ambition is a beast we all must tame. Become so obsessed with it, we lose the game.
You're on Catching Up on Joy 94.9, and that was Sweet and Sour. Brett, the only Sweet and Sour I know of was when I grew up in Brisbane. I used to have a little bit of Sweet and Sour pork for Takeaway.
Of course you did.
Yes.
That was the band, The Takeaways,
in
the TV show Sweet and Sour. Now, it featured...
What's that got to do with Countdown?
Well, because they had the crossover, so there was a lot of promotion of this series, because the whole thing about this series was it was about a band starting up and the dramas of a band starting up. Now, it actually starred David Rain and Tracy man
who looked a bit like a man.
Yes. Now,
in the '80s, you did. Had to. That was the look.
It was a fabulous it was a fabulous series. Went for 20 seasons. You can't get it on DVD, but you can look at it on YouTube.
Yes.
So it's all very good. Now, speaking of which, another fabulous person. We've got another fabulous guest who's just joined us.
YouTube.
Well, you know, I just thought I like saying YouTube. We've got the fabulous Sonia from Sci-Fi and Screen. Darling, what's up next?
Action-packed show. An action-packed
what is
show.
Up next? Action-packed, full to the rafters, back to the very rim, overflowing
with
blood.
Her blood is dripping.
Don't forget your garlic.
I watched that 28 days. That one.
28 days later. One or
two. No, the first.
With the infected, it's lovely,
yeah,
isn't
very
it?
Fast,
very
fast,
very fast.
Not very nice.
I'd like to say Sonia cleared up something this evening. Now,
yes,
we always
rash.
Just thought they were zombies, but there's a difference between zombies and infecteds.
Infecteds. These people were bitten by a monkey, remember that?
That's right.
And they don't actually die. So when a zombie dies, then he or she is brought back to life by the infection after they've died.
Ah.
But an infected, they just carry on and they get, you're right, they really sprint. They're like Melbourne Marathon.
Well, I know.
Interesting.
But they do, they can die because they can get gassed and, you know.
Get gassed, yeah, zombie gas
and all that.
Putrid,
so,
literally.
So what's on the show, darling?
Yes, cut to the chase. Speaking of cutting, we've got American Mary. We've got an interview fresh off the hotline to Canada, that
fantastic.
Place in the far north there. And they're the directors, the Soska twins, Jen and Sylvia, who made American Mary, which has just cleaned up all the Scream Fest LA awards for Best Film, Best Director and Best Actress.
Mm. Oh, fantastic.
If you like surgical instruments,
stick around.
You'll love that film.
Only in about 8 minutes. Because, again, catching up is running out of time. Thank you so much, Sonia.
Thank you,
Sonia.
Hey, look, we've got a couple of quick shout-outs before we leave tonight.
Should we have a little amalgamation show, shouldn't we, one day?
I think we might need to.
A little sci-fi catching up.
Oh!
We'll talk about that.
You know what, maybe I think we'll do a Christmas special. Absolutely. Thank you, Sonia. Hey, look, we've got...
I'm getting my ears on.
The fabulous My Mother. Mother, yes, she wanted to say, because, you know, Maggie, my sister, and I used to watch Countdown religiously every Sunday.
Yes.
And she was so looking forward to Melissa Manchester in concert, but it's been cancelled. And,
it
you know,
was cancelled.
She loved it because of the latest songs in the band.
It was cancelled, yes.
Jamie's emailed us again. Bless her heart.
Hello, Maggie.
Oh, Rhonda, you look so good on the radio. Yes, I am a lovely shade of brown. Oh, bless you. Jamie, also known as Katuk. And a fabulous no name. I think I could guess where this was from. Dolly, Barbara Walter called. She wants her confrontational interview style back.
Well, she can have it. She can have it. I don't want it anyway.
I have to say, this has
been... that confrontational?
This has been such a fabulous episode of Countdown. Thank you so much for letting me tick that box tonight, Dolly.
Yes, no, that's all right,
but we're running
sweetheart.
Out of time, and what's on... Oh.
Countdown! Just about
oh,
what are we doing?
Fantastic. So look...
pulling that one out.
Next week...
What's next week?
Oz Comedy.
Mm.
And we've got a fabulous guest star back again.
Friend, another friend of yours.
Well, now
you
a friend of catching up.
Thin.
Another friend of catching up. The
yes.
fabulous Anne Edmonds. She's back from Edinburgh.
Back from Edinburgh, yes.
From a sellout season.
Mm.
She's done very well and she's going to come in, but she was going to join us for the whole episode
next week.
She's
going to be funny? She's going to be funny?
She's always funny.
I hope so, darling.
She's always funny.
That's a requirement to get into our show.
Hey, look. We are going to come back after the announcements. We are going to come back for our final song of the night, which is End of the World by Number Station. You're on Joy 94.9.
Hello, this is Deborah Conway, Joy 94.9.
Australia's best titbit.
Without the tits.
Catching up on Joy 94.9.
You're on Catching Up with Dolly and Brett on Joy 94.9. Dolly, it is time to say good night.
Mm-hmm.
But before we go, we have got the fabulous Number Station with their latest single, End of the World. Please check it out. It's fantastic. Dolly,
we're going
in the
out
words,
with this song, are we?
In the words of Molly, good night,
good
Australia.
Good night, Australia.
We'll catch you next week. Joy 94.9.
Feet on solid ground, yeah. Hey.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.